Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The Comptroller's Office is asking the legislature to double the state's school voucher program to $2 billion. More than 100,000 students remain on the wait list. And the office says they plan to open a new window for applications in the coming weeks. Here's our Bianca Seward.
The program, also known as TEFA, allows families to apply for taxpayer-funded vouchers to use on private school tuition or homeschooling needs. Travis Pillow, a spokesperson for the voucher program, says the office needs another $980 million to satisfy the current waitlist and another $82 million to serve the incoming siblings of students already accepted into the program. Dee Carney, the director of the Texas Center for Voucher Transparency, says there isn't enough evidence the program is working to justify expanding it.
Legislators and Texans need to know whether TEFA is delivering on the promises made to taxpayers this school year, not in 5 years.
The Houston area leads the state in voucher applications. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Today is day two of the Republican National Convention in Dallas, and some local political analysts are saying this could be a sign the party is vulnerable to losses in November. Renee Cross is with the University of Houston. She says it's odd that the GOP would target MAGA voters for this event.
At this point in a campaign season, traditionally, you would start reaching out to the independents, to the swing voters. You shouldn't be spending your time and money trying to pep up your base.
Incumbent Republican Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick are in tight races, which typically doesn't happen. U.S. Senate candidate James Tallarico is also polling slightly better than Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton at the current moment. A Democrat has not won statewide office in Texas in 30 years. Harris County residents could soon see a 7.6% increase on their property tax bills. Our Sarah Gruno reports that county commissioners approved the hike despite dozens of residents imploring them to reconsider.
More than 140 Harris County residents addressed Commissioner's Court on Tuesday morning. They asked commissioners to secure funding for pollution control services and public safety initiatives in the 2027 budget. Resident Arion Whittle urged them to put communities at the center of their budget discussions.
These resources are valuable. We should not wait for crisis to happen before we invest in our communities. Prevention, opportunity, and community trust are all public safety. Without public safety, our community has no union.
The court did vote yesterday to keep several public safety initiatives funded next year. The court will still need to finalize the property tax increase and a proposed $3.1 billion budget during a meeting scheduled next week. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Some light rain off the coast and the Gulf right now. Nothing in the metro area currently, though. We could get some downpours, though, later today and over the next few days. If you are along the coast right now, that's where the highest chances of the most precipitation are. For more news, you can